Now we turn our attention to college football, somebody we've kind of been in touch with the last couple of years, watching their program grow in Tampa, University of South Florida. I know we have a lot of fans down here. I know that we've been, that's the one thing that when we start doing college coaches in the late spring, USF is one of the programs that a lot of people request, and Coach Jeff Scott is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Absolutely. Great to be with you.
Obviously, you know, we talked the last couple of years, laying the ground, coming in at a tough time with the COVID, but now things are starting to roll. A lot of new buildings, especially your indoor that's going up. You had a really good spring, really good recruiting season, getting a lot of coaches involved in the Tampa Bay area, which was kind of tough in the past regimes. Talk about that, because I think that when people see a new coach come in, and I know that at the press conference you say all the good things like a politician, but you've kind of backed that up. Talk about that and in the relationships you've built since you've been in Tampa.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, number one, you know, I think it takes continuity. And I think whenever I got to South Florida, I believe I was the fifth head coach in 12 years, you know, and so there's a lot of assistant coaches coming and going. So ultimately what we wanted to do was be able to get out there and, you know, let the coaches know that, hey, we're here to recruit their schools first. And, you know, we have 10 assistant coaches that are allowed to go out on the road. Every one of those 10 coaches have about 12 schools in this Bay Area. So there's around 120 schools, you know, right here within, you know, an hour to hour and a half radius of our campus. And so that's our primary area, number one. And then outside of that, we split up the rest of Florida into 10 other areas, and each assistant coach, you know, has their second area is, you know, somewhere in Florida. So really anytime we go on the road, like our coaches are on the road right now in the spring, and we'll visit pretty much every school in the state of Florida. You know, obviously Miami, there's about 400 high schools around that area. So, you know, we can't get to every one of them, but Travis Trickett, our new offensive coordinator, has done a great job of recruiting that area in the past. And I think he's really going to help us there. So, I think the, you know, the feedback from the coaches in our state and in our area has been good, that there's a consistent voice. I mean, there's a lot of things going on right now in college football and college athletics. And, you know, if the coaches feel like, you know, at least we're here to communicate, let them know what's going on and be able to give them any answers that we can, that's really all you can ask for.
You bring up Travis Trickett. He's one of many that know this state up and down. Travis has been around. Obviously, his dad coaching at FSU, which is a great tie that you both have. Both your dads were very instrumental at FSU. But you also have guys like Bobby Bentley and Ernie Sims and Alan Mogridge who really know the state and really know the kids and the coaches. And that's, and you know, I don't have to tell you, you've been out so many years on the recruiting trail. Making those relationships are so important, especially when you have the trust that a Travis does or an Allen does or an Ernie does, and even Bobby Bentley. Because of the fact that, especially in this day and age, everybody comes into Florida. Everybody tries to sell you with a different tool that they've got going. But sincerity and trust follow a lot of your coaches. Talk about that, because I think that's so important and probably overlooked, because while Jeff Scott's name is on the label, there's a lot of other people that are right in that mix trying to get this program, you know, turned back around and point in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, I believe, you know, it all starts with the people and really just kind of my upbringing around college football, obviously with my dad, you know, being around my dad when my dad was coaching at Florida State for Bobby Bowden. And, you know, they had a great staff and really great recruiters, great men that develop, you know, lasting relationships with the high school coaches and trust. And, you know, and that led to some very good, you know, recruiting years. And then, you know, being at Clemson for 12 years with, you know, Coach Dabo Swinney, who again, you know, was very intentional with the coaches that he hired, the men that he hired on his staff. And so, you know, whenever I got down here to Tampa, I mean, that was something, you know, I think coaches that know ball, that know X's and O's, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of coaches that know X's and O's, but, you know, men of character, integrity, guys that are going to do the things the right way whenever they're out on the recruiting trail, guys that are, you know, there to serve their player's heart, not just their talent, who also know ball, that's a lot smaller list. But that's really the list that, you know, I worked off of, you know, whenever I was hiring our staff. And, you know, just what you say, recruiting is all about relationships, right? It's not just relationships with the prospects and their family. Obviously, that's very important, but also relationships with the coaches. And now with the transfer portal being as active as it is, you know, I think also, you know, having those relationships with those high school coaches, because they're sending guys off every year, you know, to different schools. And so whenever we're in their schools talking about, we're not just talking about their juniors or sophomores. They also may mention guys that are in the portal that are looking for a second home. And, you know, a lot of times in Florida, guys want to be able to come back. And so, you know, every way you look at it, developing relationship, developing trust, having continuity, you know, I think we're starting to see that be an advantage for us here going into year three.
No doubt. Jeff Scott joining us, head coach, University of South Florida. And coach, another thing too, back in the day, obviously, people kept saying, well, you know, facilities are overblown. Miami and USC were winning, and they both had some of the worst facilities. Their weight rooms were terrible. But things have changed. And now you have to have those little perks to try to get the attention grabbers. And one, and you guys always get kids on your campus. Well, you're building a new facility, a new indoor, which I think, especially in your area, those hot summer days and those thunderstorms that roll right through the Tampa Bay area, what a great selling point. I mean, it's a tremendous idea. It's something that's right there on campus, not far from where your facility is, right on the practice fields. How important was that to get underway?
Oh, it was huge. And, I mean, it was something that, you know, I definitely brought up and talked about in the interview process, because they had been talking about, you know, building an indoor for probably the last 4 or 5 years. And so not only are we going to get access to be able to have the indoor, which is very useful and in a lot of ways, but also it's a sign to the prospects and to the high school coaches in our state, you know, that football is important and that we are investing in our athletics program. You know, if you really look over the last 10 years in college football, just like you said a little while ago, you know, people have been investing tens of millions of dollars, you know, all over FBS, you know, in the last 10 years. And so, you know, for us to really not have been able to do that, you know, we were a little bit behind. But that comes because, again, you know, three different head coaches over a 10-year window, two or three different athletic directors. You know, I think now that we have some alignment in our leadership, we're able to get some of this stuff done. And I was able to see that firsthand at Clemson whenever, you know, Coach Sweeney and Dan Radakovich and the president, Jim Clements, got together. You know, they were able to do things in 5 years that hadn't happened in the last 50 years. And I really feel like that's what's happening, you know, right now with our indoor and now all the work that's being put in for the on-campus stadium.
Coach, also an important thing is your caravans, and you're starting to do those. You're going to different areas. I know you're coming to South Florida. Talk about that and you know, how that's going to work and what you're looking to accomplish with those.
Yeah, I've been really – it's been great. We've had two of them so far. We've done our one here in Tampa. Did one in Sarasota. I got one this Thursday coming up in Orlando, and then we finish up in Fort Lauderdale, I believe, on June the 15th. And so, to me, really, this is something that I wanted to do since the June of 2020, whenever I got here. But obviously, with the pandemic, we were not able to get out. But I think it's important. It's not just about fundraising. We do a lot of other fundraising events. To me, this is about fan raising. And it's about, you know, getting – we have over 370,000, you know, University of South Florida alumni, you know, 225,000 alumni that live in this state. And so, you know, for me, it's about getting an opportunity to go shake everybody's hand and really for me to kind of share the vision. You know, we talk, you know, about, you know, the here and now, kind of the microscope for where we are and how we're going to improve our team for this year. And then we also talk about, you know, what our plans are for the next 3, 5, 10 years, kind of that telescope, right, looking out there for the things to come. And so just having an opportunity to engage with them, take pictures, visit, and let them hear a little bit more on the inside of what's going on, and just really trying to build that fan base back, you know, one night at a time.
Yeah. Before we let you go, obviously, looking at your schedule, which is going to be challenging, obviously, you play BYU, a tremendous team. You're at Florida, you're at Louisville, and then your conference schedule, obviously, there's some really good programs in, you know, Houston and Cincinnati, a much improved Tulane team. Talk about that, because you kind of loaded up this year to get some really, really good teams on your schedule, especially going to Gainesville, especially going to Louisville, and then BYU as a home opener, which is pretty darn good.
Yeah, no, we're excited about our schedule, and obviously some challenge opponents, like you said. But, you know, when you're building a team and building a program, you know, I like going out and playing these big games. And, you know, obviously they're going to be big challenges for where we are, but the guys get excited about it. And ultimately for us to build our program to where we all want it to be, you know, we've got to be able to go out and play well in those games and win some of those games. And South Florida has done that in the past. And so, you know, it's always great to have a big opening game because your guys look forward to it all spring. I think it makes your fall camp even that much better when you have a game like BYU right there in your home opener. So definitely a challenging schedule really here for the next couple years, really challenging non-conference. But some exciting games that we're looking forward to, and I know our fans are excited about as well.
Good stuff. Coach, I appreciate you taking some time on this Monday. We'll be up there in a couple of weeks for your camps. Enjoyed them immensely last year, your 7-on-7, your line camps, your team camps. It's a great time, located in a perfect area where you get kids from Naples and Miami and all the way up into Tallahassee area. And like I said, good instruction, a lot of fun, good competition. And I appreciate you taking the time. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Always great to be on with you. And I appreciate everything you do for all the high school prospects and teams in this state, and all the great coverage. Look forward to seeing you in June.
You too. Coach Jeff Scott, head coach at University of South Florida.